What up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know everybody can't always support and donate to the podcast, but hey, if you can do a one-time donation, I put up a Buy Me a Coffee link in this description of the podcast. So if you go to the description of the podcast, it'll be at the bottom, and you can just go to that link and you buy me a cup of coffee, or two if you want. And that would just help support the show, and I can wake up a little bit more and bring you more info. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you can donate, that would be much appreciated. And let's get on to the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So what is going on with the UFO world these days? Oh my God, it's like insane. First we have this Mr. Grush, who's this CIA, or I shouldn't say CIA, government official, quote unquote, that's giving out quote unquote secrets that are just really third party hearsay secrets. But more importantly, forget that guy. Let's talk about the family that's in Las Vegas that reported that they had two extraterrestrials 8 to 10 feet in their backyard. Okay, so this is really fascinating. You may or may not have heard about this. And what's interesting is this happened back in April 30th. Okay, this isn't even like last month. This is like 2 months ago. Now, I mean, granted, April 30th isn't that far away, right? It's only June 9th, but nonetheless, around 11:50 p.m., Las Vegas Metro Police Officer's body camera showed and recorded something streaking low across the sky. Several people across Eastern California, Nevada, and Utah reported seeing the flash. Now, this is interesting because these are two separate events that are part, we believe, of the same event that night. Because a Las Vegas family called 911, prompting them to tell 911 operators that there was non-human beings in their backyard at the time. Now, when we explore this a little bit more, you have to think about the fact that no one in their right mind these days, knowing what we know about police officer encounters and how quickly things can get heated if you don't tell police what they want to hear, basically, that someone could get shot. If it's a domestic dispute or just a simple investigation, someone could get shot and potentially killed. So, and nobody's going to call the police unless they really need them, unless they're in fear of their life. And that's exactly what this family did. Now, let's get into it. So, the main reporter down in Las Vegas is KLAS. Now, this is the same network that George Knapp is part of, and George Knapp has been part of the UFO investigative community for decades. So, sources with 8 News Now state that there was something that crashed into the yard. They actually took, the next day, they had drone footage of the yard that flew above the yard and looked around the yard, and they could see what looked like a circle in their backyard. Really fascinating, right? So, this same night, 40 minutes later, after the greenish-bluish streak in the sky was recorded at 11:50, so about midnight, 12:30, I'm sorry, in the morning on May 1st, it would have been. A man called 911 saying he and his family saw something falling from the sky, that there were two moving things in their backyard, okay? this is really interesting because here's what the transcript actually states. It states that the caller says there's an 8-foot person beside it. Another one, it is inside and it has big eyes and it's looking at us. It's still there. Now, what's interesting is, we're going to keep going. The dispatcher says, okay, where is this on your property? The caller says, in my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified. Dispatcher says, so there's two people, there's two subjects in your backyard? The caller says, correct. They're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 foot, 10 foot. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes, like I can't explain it, and a big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're human. They're 100% not human. So I think he was like a little bit confused in what he was saying there, because he was just so like trying to rationalize what he was seeing. But his last statement is, they're 100% not human, is what he was telling them. Dispatcher says, okay. A Las Vegas Metro Police dispatcher sent two officers to the home to investigate. And this is what's really interesting. They found out that it took officers 30 minutes to get to this scene. 30 minutes. Goddamn minutes. You're saying there's aliens in your backyard. And it takes two popos 30 minutes to get to your house. Now, I can see if they're trying to arrange some SWAT team, calling the FBI, calling the CIA, whatever. It's going to take them a little bit of time, but they didn't do that. It was just two random squad car patrol officers popping by saying, what's up? Well, actually, it's interesting because one of the partners of the police department, of the guy who actually recorded this on his video camera, sent his partner out there. So the partner's out there, and he says, hey, the only reason I'm even here investigating this is because my partner saw this and recorded it. That's the only reason. So one of the officers says, I'm so nervous right now. I have butterflies, bro. I saw a shooting star, and now these people say there's aliens in their backyard. It's really interesting. The officers arrived at the home about a half hour after the 911 call, and the officer says, what did you see? The witness stated, it was like a big creature. A big creature, question mark, the officer asks. Yeah, more than 10 feet tall, the witness says. Now, when they're interviewing these guys, this is on body cam, you can see the whole family's out in the front yard. They are not going in the backyard at all. They're terrified, and it's the middle of the night now. The cop says, I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too. So that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? The video shows one officer walking in the backyard to investigate, but Metro Police blacked out part of the body camera footage citing privacy laws. The question is, why did they black this out? One theory is that there was some trash or some, you know, something private. Maybe they had stuff strewn about in their backyard and they were embarrassed, so they didn't want this to go out and be public. But isn't it interesting that it's blacked out? I mean, this is like one of the most important police video tapes ever, and it's blacked out. Now, here's what's also really interesting. There was a report that there was a black SUV circling that exact same block that this family lived on for quite some time that night. So people believe that there was another agency entity out there, another Men in Black, another CIA operative, another somebody out there trying to see what's going on. Now, isn't it interesting? Because when there is a crash, when there is a landing, when there is anything going on, there's typically humongous military involvement at that location. But how many crashes happen in somebody's backyard in a neighborhood? Not many that we know of. Usually these crashes happen in mountain areas, in other countries, and our military goes in and checks them out and finds out what's going on and retrieves the crash. In this case, it's almost as if it was not a crash so much as it was a landing, and it was for maybe a particular purpose. Maybe they were there to kidnap these folks and abduct these folks and do experiments on them. We don't know. But what we do know is there's not a lot of evidence left behind. That makes me think that it was actually a landing and not a crash, despite what it may have looked like in the sky, this greenish-bluish, back and forth meteorite, what it looked like, or, comet, or whatever you want to say, was in the sky, and it looked like it was crashing, but in all reality, it was probably just going fast and landing, and maybe slowing down to land. So going back to what the officer said, he says, "You guys seem like legit scared, so I don't blame you." Around the same time, another witness told police they saw a black SUV circling the area. While one officer is investigating the backyard, a second officer is talking to neighbors driving by, and he starts talking to them, and it's on camera, and he says, "This might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky?" And they're asking somebody driving by, and he says, "I would normally discount it as probably not real, but however, seeing as one of my partners also saw it too, is the only reason I'm investigating it further." That's the only reason. He's not investigating it for any other reason other than the fact that someone else saw it. Now, isn't that fascinating too? Because now it comes down to who has more believability. You don't believe the citizens who state that they saw 8 to 10 foot creatures in their backyard, but because your buddy saw them, now you're going to investigate further. You're not going to investigate further on the fact that somebody said it. Just because somebody who's in your agency said they saw it too, you're going to investigate further. It's just kind of ridiculous to me. So Metro Police's investigation turned up no concrete answers as of Wednesday. While initially opening the case for several days, the department has since closed the case, interestingly enough. The family said officials returned to the home over several days to investigate. Quote from an officer, he says, "Hey, if those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right?" As the officer walked away. And he was half joking, but every joke has some seriousness to it. That officer was scared. That officer was scared because he believed the people he was investigating and interviewing. And he also believed in his partner who saw and recorded this greenish, bluish, whatever it was, must have been a craft of some sort, or maybe transportation light, or whatever it was, come down. And wouldn't it be interesting if it was like a teleportation light? It wasn't necessarily a craft, but a teleportation light, teleporting from some mothership down, and these two beings were there, and then they teleported out. Representatives from nearby Creech and Nellis Air Force Bases. Nellis is well known. They're well within the culture and phenomenon of the paranormal and alien ufology in New Mexico and Nevada. Said that they are not involved in the incident and they're suggesting that they contact Metro Police. A spokesperson for the Pentagon did not immediately respond to the questions regarding the event. Calling a 911 hoax call is a Category E felony in Nevada, and the conviction carries a 1 to 4 year prison sentence. Nobody's going to fake call 911 unless they have real reason to, or unless they're extremely stupid. So, and you know the police are going to come out and investigate. They asked them to come out and investigate, and they were terrified. So, there's a couple questions now. Now that we're finished with that article, and the article is from, just so we give credit, is written by David Charnes on KLS News, Channel 8. So, a couple questions. The blacked out video camera. Why would it have been blacked out? Is it because people had some damaged property or just thrown about some, strewn about some garbage around their backyard? Would that have been enough to say, "Hey, please don't show this on TV"? Maybe. I mean, if there was a real alien back there that they encountered, there would have been something else that we had seen, possibly, right? Like, they would have been like, "Oh, crap, did you see it? I saw it. Yeah, what did you say?" You know, kind of this conversation going back and forth. We didn't hear that or see that, or it wasn't reported at all. So if that actually took place, we don't hear that. And we also hear when the police officer's leaving that he's saying, "Hey, if you see or hear these things again, these 9-foot beings don't call us. So it sounds like he didn't see anything, that there was nothing back there. They just might have blacked it out for the privacy purposes, although it seems kind of strange. The other question is, what was the light? What was it, an actual spacecraft, or was it a transportation light? And if it was, if these beings were back there, we know that these beings have the capability of turning off our minds, to shut down our consciousness, to do whatever they want to do with us, basically. We're at their mercy. They want to abduct us and chop into our bodies and place tracking beams and take genetic material. They can do whatever they need to do. They don't need our permission. I mean, that'd be nice, but they're not taking it. They're going to take what they want and do what they want. So the question remains is, what the heck were they doing there? They just dropped in, looked around, and then they got scared because somebody was looking out their backyard? I don't think so. These things have technology far beyond our capability. If they were worried about anything, they could have blasted anything out of the in their way, right? So why did they just drop down in somebody's backyard and then leave? Now, some people theorize that many of these species evolve so much mentally and spiritually that their brains get very large, but their body tends to dwindle away as they get away from the physical needs of having the body be so strong, right? The more and more spiritually developed you get, and technologically you get, the less you need for your body to be able to lift things, to be able to defend itself. You have things in place, or you have a society that doesn't need or thrive on violence anymore, so their bodies get thinner and thinner and thinner. There's also the theory that metabolism is one of the main killers, right, of your lifespan. So if you don't ingest a lot of food, if you keep yourself thin, that you'll live longer. If you reduce your metabolism, you'll live longer, right? These sea turtles are one of the longest living things on the planet. They live like hundreds of years, right? The Galapagos turtles. It's because their metabolism is so slow and they move super slow. I'm just throwing these things out there. So maybe it is possible that these alien species, whatever species they are, right? These are not grays, we know that. These are not your 3-foot grays, typical Roswell grays. These are 8 to 10 foot beasts, okay? And beast might be a wrong word, but 8 to 10 foot, huge creatures. So, they may have developed into a peaceful society not needing violence. But why were they here? Were they here merely to observe? And if so, we can observe as humans with satellite technology. The CIA and people who've worked for the CIA state that they can see through walls with their technology. They can see into the walls with technology. They can tell you exactly what's inside both with inside the wall and what's inside the home with accuracy. So they don't really need they don't need the anything. They don't need to be able to see through it. They can just see into it. So if we can do that, why can't these creatures do that? Why would they need to risk themselves, put themselves, and expose themselves, to danger being in somebody's backyard? That's just too much exposure. You don't need that much exposure. You don't need to put yourself in that kind of predicament. You can gather intelligence from the sky, probably from off outside of the atmosphere. You don't need to even be within the atmosphere. These guys are so far advanced. So what exactly were these guys doing? These two beings. Now, they stated one thing that we didn't cover is when they reported this, they also reported that one of the beings was inside something. They didn't go into detail. Was it a ship? Was it a telephone booth? Was it a small capsule? We've heard of like the Keksberg Acorn, which is kind of cool, out in Pennsylvania, from the 50s, where there was like an acorn-like ship, or small, like almost telephone booth-sized object, but it looked like an acorn instead of a booth, like a rectangle. So it was like an acorn with like hieroglyphic-like writing on the outside. So it almost makes me wonder, were they just like, did they just drop down with like a small little transporter? not ship per se, but like transporter, you know, capsule, let's say. Maybe that's what they were describing. I wish we could get more information. Maybe they couldn't quite see it, so they couldn't give us enough information. But it is pretty fascinating. So it really makes you wonder, you know, since they were already down here, and it took the police officers 30 minutes to get there, and the police weren't even called until 40 minutes after this thing landed. Why didn't these guys do what they needed to do? Or did they do what they needed to do within that 40 minutes? That is what I'm going to end on. Because if 911 didn't get a call until 12:30, they didn't get a call until 12:30, after it was 40 minutes after this light was seen in the sky, I mean, you know, it landed right after that, then these aliens could have had 40 minutes to do examinations on these guys, put their consciousness out of conscious, do the examinations, do tag them, to bag them, to bring them up to their ship, to do whatever they need to do, and then be done with them. That is possible. But whatever the case is here, this case is almost like America's Varginha, Brazil case of 1997, where multiple people were able to see this creature, which looked like the devil, had red eyes and was about 5 foot tall and brown and greasy, but it has kind of the same feel to it. This is a current, very current sighting. And these things were in this backyard. And now what I think they need to do, I mean, this would be my suggestion, would be for them to undergo hypnotic regression to get all the details. Even if they weren't abducted, even if they didn't, you know, go off, even if they weren't touched by these aliens, you know, at all, they need to undergo hypnotic regression, because there's going to be a lot of information they're going to be able to obtain when they're not dealing with surface level consciousness, when they're able to just be in that moment, eyes closed, focused, and tell us exactly the details that they were able to see that are buried in their subconscious. Maybe there's some details about the capsule that they were traveling in. Maybe there's some details about the body. Maybe there's some details about any telepathic communication that happened. I think that this is going to be such a fascinating event moving forward, and I think there'll be many people interviewing this family, many people interested in this family, many people interested in this case, and maybe this case will be tied to other cases. But which species of alien was this that was 8 to 10 feet tall? Is there more detail we can find out? Is there more information that we can find out? That is yet to be seen. I'm really interested. I'm invested in this one. I believe that this is the real deal. So, next podcast, we'll get into the whistleblower, Grush, and we'll talk about him a little bit. I know he's been out for a little while, and people have heard probably a lot about him. So, I'll get into him a little bit, and we'll talk about that. So, anyway, guys, I hope you're taking care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continue to question the universe around you, man. There's a lot of stuff going on, and this is a fun time for ufology. Anyway, guys, take care, and Lockdown Universe out.